to assist back near the town, already feeling sullen about being told to stay out of the way. Brian wanted very much to shoot someone. Worrying about the running figures darting through the view of his scope, he felt his heart beat faster at the notion of the deadheads being what he called the unfair kind. Unfair in that they could run fast when Brian had always struggled to run at all. That wasn't due to lack of physical prowess, but more from a defiant nature that refused to see the point in physical exercise. A nobody living in the run-down house his parents left him in a dead-end town with a population of only about 2,500 people. He was still a nobody until the world took a giant shit, and suddenly he was useful to society again. But not useful enough to be part of the gang. He wasn't one of them. When the world fell apart, his first thought was that the bank wouldn't be calling about his outstanding loan and credit card payments. His second thought was that he'd now get the opportunity to shoot people, which was a perishable skill to perform with any accuracy at distance. He'd kept his eye in at every opportunity by hunting deer and elk, and even spent days in the wild countryside, far from civilization, where he could shoot bears and mountain lions without anyone stirring up trouble for him. Simply put, Cecil Brian Williamsburg just wanted to be left alone and occasionally shoot something before going home to a comfortable chair and a bottle of something.
"Huh, you ain't dead. What in the hell are you doing all the way out?"
Brian stopped talking to himself when one of the running figures stopped long enough for him to focus on the military gear and long rifle.
"Well, I'll be a goddamn motherfucker,"
he muttered, knowing for certain that these people had to be linked to other events he wasn't a part of. Fumbling for the ancient radio set to his right while trying to keep the scope on the invaders, he located it and dragged the mic over to his face.
"Hey, anyone hear me? This is Brian. I got something out here,"
he said into the mic, pausing before adding,
"Over."
"What is it now, Brian? We're a little goddamn busy right now,"
the response came back through a burst of static that still failed to hide the disappointment projected with his name. In the background of that transmission came the sound of gunfire, which was the source of what he could only hear as distant echoes. Brian wanted to curse back down the radio, wanted to cuss out the kid half his age who decided he was taking charge of the people who didn't feel like leaving town because their town never got any visitors anyway. The scorn in that voice was why he volunteered to go far from civilization and keep an eye out. And those people who didn't feel like he fit in with them were happy for him to go, just so long as he hauled back some fresh meat once in a while. Brian knew what he wanted to do, and not for the first time, he smiled as the hesitation, the fear of consequences or punishment, melted away. He could do whatever the hell he wanted to now, because there was nobody to stop him. Except the kind of people he saw through his scope right then, as one of them jumped up on a rock to look around. In that moment, Brian decided to utilize his commanding position and skills to bag himself a couple of confirmed kills, along with some choice gear upgrades. Settling into the rifle, he adjusted for wind and elevation, and sent a fat round downrange with an evil smile on his face.
1. On board V-22 Osprey over North Dakota, 9 weeks earlier.
"You want to do what?"
The pilot's voice hung in the hiss of the headset Obi wore for a second before he repeated himself.